Hello guys. So it's EK here with our first podcast. In this podcast, I will be talking about basically how to use DSERP to optimize your website or even your social profile. And I don't care if you're a regular person or you have your own business; it does not matter. So basically, number one. On DSearch, and by the way, if you don't know DSearch, it's one of my search engines. I'll put the link in the description for this podcast. DSearch is basically just a full search engine, basically. It's like Google, but a lot less ads and a lot less annoying, in my opinion. Let me know what you guys think about that. yeah. So yeah, I'll put the link in the description, but it's thedsearch.com. Okay, thedsearch.com. Anyway, so let's get started. So number one, DSearch. So I made DSearch so you can make free ads. So usually ads are paid, like on Instagram, Facebook, Google, most other places. But just for now, soon they will be paid. But for now, they are free. And because they're free, here's what it'll do. It'll give you 100 extra clicks. Now you'll be able to, like, okay, got it. But don't have to embed code and all this other complicated stuff. No. And also, the website does not have to be yours. You are allowed to advertise other websites, such as your Instagram profile, your Facebook profile, your Pinterest profile, if you're a social, you know, if you blog, or it does not matter. There's hundreds of ways to utilize DSearch. Anyways, yeah. That's the best way, too. And you can use, and I will also put the link in the description to create an ad. Or, number two, we just in the second screen, organic search. The difference is an ad will give you a boost of 100 clicks. The only problem with an ad is that all the traffic will just go to that specific ad. So if you make the same ad again for the same exact website, then the clicks will be different. Number two, when you're doing any of these strategies, I want to let you know, guys, that clicks. So there's no impressions or anything complicated. As long as your listing gets clicked on, you'll have a better chance. The more clicks you get, the higher up you rank. Clicks are pretty much one of the only things we measure. Yet, we do have an algorithm that decides if a website is higher or lower based on the number of clicks. And then the next thing I want to suggest to you guys, and this is mostly for people that have a social profile. If you have a social profile, make sure before we crawl your website, please make sure you have lots of images on your profile. I know it sounds weird, I'm like, of course you will. Yeah, but like, make sure you at least have a few posts and a bunch of cool images and like really amazing quality images, because our crawler, whether you're doing an ad or just a normal listing, organic listing, it doesn't matter. DSearch will, the crawler, when you apply for either, it will still crawl images and text too. So it'll crawl your website and images. And here's the thing, on DSearch, same thing as Google. There's regular sites, and then there's an images tab when you go on the website. Once again, please click the link in the description. And, once you click, once you type in a query, you know, same thing as Google. There'll be a sites and then images tab. So, like, when it's crawled, you will, images will also be crawled, but your site will get the extra 100 clicks if it's ad. And same thing for organic search, except you just start off with zero clicks. That's how it works. And it's like Google Analytics, basically. So when you sign up for Google Analytics or DSearch, your clicks and everything starts at zero and continues from there. So I won't count the clicks you got on Google from, like, 1 month ago or 2 weeks ago, you know, or even a day ago. So. I really want you to focus on, if you're a social mostly for social profiles. Just really make sure you're really pushing it with the images and the content at the same time. But really push the images, if anything. And my final and last step, this is going to be a very short podcast. It's our first two. And this is a really short topic, too. Our final and last step is to make sure that, make sure you advertise your listing as much as you can. So, for example, on your social profile or on your blog or your website or whatever, when you apply for an ad or an organic search, however many times, or once, or however many times, please make sure on your website, here's what you can do. So step one, okay, sorry, so here's what you can do. Step one, go to a desearch, thedesearch.com, click the link in the description. Step two, look up your website, but you need to make sure you posted or made a few listings, whether it's ads or organic listings or regular listings or organic, same thing. Make sure you made enough. Step two, take that link. Once you click enter, once you type in that query or once you type in your site name in this search box, click enter or the magnifying glass to search, then take the link that comes up. It's going to look really weird and long. Just take that link and link it to your social profile in some way, but integrate it into your content. Like, say, hey, if you want to learn more, click here to find more links to our site or something like that. And then on the word here, you might link it, that link. Just make sure you really integrate that link into your content, whether it's an image, a text, or a link, or anything. But yeah, that's it, guys. So if you have any more questions, just message me through Instagram, or you can email me through support@theairship.com. Once again, the Instagram, the email, and both links to make an organic listing, make an ad, and to just the search engine, all five of those things will be in the post, okay? So thank you so much, guys, and see you later. Bye.